Our second feature this month is contributed by Derek James. He writes about a Norfolk brass band that is going to raise money with a tribute to the Queen. Here is Rosemary Scott to read Derek's article.
It is a band which has blended friendship and music since it was formed in a Norfolk village way back in 1886. And it is one which has given great pleasure to generations of people, raising so much money to support charities and good causes at the same time. There are few places better to listen to Causton Band than ancient Blackfriars Hall in Norwich, part of the only surviving intact Dominican friary complex in the land. They will be putting on a special concert featuring a tribute to the music of Queen on Friday, October the 21st, to raise money to help support a visit of sheriffs from across the country to the city next year. The story of the Causton and District Silver Prize Band is one we can all be proud of. It's well respected across the country as a high-profile and first-class brass band. While other bands have come and gone, Causton has continued to change with the times, attract talented musicians, and go from strength to strength. More than 26 men and women from across Norfolk are members of the band, which is based at the St. Faith Centre at Horsham St. Faith and is East Anglia's champion band. They were one of the first Norfolk bands to have performed at the Royal Albert Hall and have also played at Crystal Palace and Wembley. In 2016, the band won the London and Southern Second Section and was placed sixth in the national championships at Cheltenham. I have been chatting to cornet player Phil Green, who has been a member of the band for no less than 50 years. We were out carol playing one night and walking around the village, enjoying a mince pie and a glass of sherry from residents on the way, he said. Then we got to a house which was dark. We played away, waiting for some lights to come on. Nothing. Then one of us was about to knock at the front door. There wasn't one. It was a haystack. Then there was a time, halfway through a solo, that the musician lost his false teeth. He carried on, of course. The reason they're playing to support the Norris Chivalry is that Phil is a great friend of former sheriff and Norwich Trafford Arms landlord, Chris Higgins, who is helping to organise that special visit of sheriffs from around the country next year. Tickets for the concert on Friday, October the 21st, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Blackfriars Hall, Norwich, cost £10 and are available at www.thehallsnorwich.com/whatson or by calling Chris on 07990 952 912.
Thank you, Rosemary. We now have a special message from Aaron Snell at Vision Norfolk, which John will read.